Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to That's Life Podcast. My name is Abby Murphy, and we have a special guest.
I'm back.
He's back, everybody.
What's up?
Rhino is back.
Not better than ever, but we're doing all right.
We're both not doing better than ever. No. Let's talk about it. We were feeling holly and jolly, and then Rhino said, not jolly.
Well, you have not been very jolly today.
Okay, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. I recently have not been very jolly. I had just one of those moments where you kind of freak out about the future and trajectory of your life in your early 20s. And what am I going to do with the rest of my life? I'm not doing anything and I amount to nothing. Yeah, I had one of those moments. I've kind of been in that world all day. And Ryan's very patient with me and very helpful with me, but it's just hard to get yourself out of that. So that's kind of where we're coming from on my side of things. What about you?
Oh, life has just hit me in the face.
Life is hitting Ryan in the face. Yeah. However, Ryan hit me in the face this morning when he opened up the car door and he said, "Why did you text me that? Why did you text me that?"
I did not say that.
So for a little context, I took Ryan to go get his tire fixed and he said he just needed, you know, whatever. I was going to go drive him back to his apartment. Well, the lovely, lovely deer was in there for a little while. Okay. And so I just said, you know, ETD, estimated time of departure. Ryan said 5 minutes. 20 minutes later.
Not 20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes. I have the receipts.
Okay.
And you want to check the QR code? No, under my nail?
I don't.
Does anybody have a phone? You know what I'm referencing?
No.
Okay. Well, if you know what I'm referencing, Ryan, the ultimatum.
Oh, yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. It's okay. I'll give you some slack because you're sickly.
Yeah, I am sickly.
But anyways, so then I had plans with my friends. I had plans with my friends tonight, but then long story short, I just realized there was too much to squeeze into the day. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to cancel. And so I texted Ryan and I was like, blah, blah, blah. Like I canceled. And this boy, I had my nose in my phone, opens the door. Why did you text me that? Why did you text me that? And I was like, text you what? And he was like, that you canceled. Because you texted me that because you made it seem, this is not word for word exactly what he said.
This is blown out of proportion.
But not the tone.
I mean, I wasn't that bad.
He said, well, you texted me that like you made it seem like you canceled on them because of me. Did you do that because of me? And I was like, no. And he was like, well, you made it seem that way. And I said, how? And he said, well, you texted me ETD like you were ready to go. And I was like, you're implying that I texted it like that. I was just curious. And so that's kind of the trigger for me. I'm just kidding. It wasn't the trigger for me. But I say that kind of jokingly. But if you want to give the people an actual update, because they've just been getting updates from me, but who better to get an update on your health than the source? And if this is the first episode you're listening to, long story short, Ryan hasn't been on the last couple episodes because he's been dealing with some health stuff. Now you will figure out about said health stuff.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, we went to urgent care for or ER, I guess is what it's called. I was really, really dizzy, and it ended up being a mistake. We shouldn't have went to the ER. You know, thankful for all the healthcare workers, but it ended up not. Oh my gosh.
Well, it's kind of like here.
Oh, so I need it out a little bit more?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, had to do a little mic test for me.
On the mic, this is a little technical thing, but I can see the like lines of frequency of your voice, and it was literally like this. And as to where like when I talk, it's like that.
Okay.
So you need it to be.
So long story short is we went to a couple doctors and they've pointed me to a neurologist and an ENT. I've been having like some really bad dizziness, a ton of head pressure. I get like a ton of tension in my forehead where it's like, feels like my forehead is like stiff, like a board. It's the craziest thing. I'm getting some ringing in my ears. And then I also have some like really bad discomfort on the, like the base of my skull on my back, like on my neck.
So weird.
And so it's been going on for a while. It just has progressively gotten a lot worse over the last few weeks. And, a lot of times too, like I'll like lose concentration, like won't be able to, how would you explain it? Like I can't.
Spacey.
Yeah. Super spacey. Everything feels like just too much.
Yeah.
And we're not sure what's going on, but we're trying to figure it out. And I think the neurologists and the ENT are probably the two best options that we have. So going to the neurologist on the 26th.
But you're able to eat now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't able to eat there for a little while.
I'm going to the neurologist on the 26th and the ENT TBD. I have an appointment, but we're trying to get in sooner. So we'll see. But that's kind of the update.
That's the update.
We went to Franklin, and that was like one of the first things we did in a long time.
Well, actually the very first thing we did was we went to my old high school choir concert.
Yeah.
That was your exposure.
Yeah. That was my first time like getting out of the house, and that was a little rough. But managed. And then,
we're prepping him to go see the Rockettes.
I surprised Abby with a trip to Franklin for Christmas, and we weren't even sure if we were going to go. And then I was just like, all right, we have to go. I can't not go. It would have bothered me too much.
And it was good because the hotel, like if things really, really went bad, like Franklin's fun to where you can do stuff, but it's not too much to where it's like you can go and not, you can still go and not do stuff and not feel like guilty for like spending money, you know?
Yeah.
Like we could have just chilled in the hotel and it would have been fine.
Yeah. The hotel was all Christmas decorated. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We stay in separate beds. We get a lot of questions of like, how do we travel? Actually, let me retract that statement because sometimes it icks me out when people are like, we get so many questions about blah, blah.
We do get a lot of questions.
Well, I don't want to come off like cocky. Like, oh, everyone's asking us.
It's just you overthinking it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, I've gotten some questions about people being like, how do you travel as an engaged couple waiting for marriage? Or as a dating couple waiting for marriage. So this is a hot topic, and I'm not saying our way is Bible at all. I'm not claiming that, but it works for us. I think different people have different convictions for sure. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And so just because like we're coming on saying this doesn't mean this is like the how-to statement for all couples. But the way that we do it is we don't struggle with the temptation really of like staying in the same bed or pursuing anything further. We also like at some point in dating kind of set a boundary for ourselves of like, hey, this is how physical we need to be and this is how physical we don't need to be. And they're kind of big boundaries to where like it doesn't really put us in any compromising situations. But we stay in separate beds. It's annoying, but we do it. And then with like family, obviously it's completely different because we're in different rooms and stuff. But that was that and the trip when we went to Austin are the only two where we've had a hotel with it's just being us.
We had the wedding trip that one time.
Oh yeah. But it's easy when you go with other people, one for accountability and two because like I'll sleep with my sister, Ryan sleeps with my brother-in-law.
I don't sleep with him.
Oh wait, no, you
actually,
don't.
I do not. Never even slept in the same room as him, actually. She's made that up. I don't even think you've slept with Morgan either.
Yeah, I've slept with Morgan, haven't I?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, you get what I'm saying.
She sleeps with Zach.
Oh, yeah, she does. But we still sleep separately.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from. My brain's a little foggy today. But again, we just don't struggle with the it being tempting. And so,
I mean,
it works for us.
Don't get me wrong. I want to sleep in the same bed as Abby, but it's just not something that where we just like really have a hard time of just like, okay, we're waiting 5 more months or we're waiting, you know.
I definitely think too that like going in knowing that was the standard to begin with was really, really easy. I feel like it could be different for couples who like made that decision midway in.
That's a good point.
Dating. That's why I say like our situation isn't the end all be all either. I mean, I'm a virgin, so I don't even know like what I'm missing really, you know? I mean, I could imagine it. I'm not supposed to imagine it, but we'll tie the knot on that. But that's just kind of how we do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I go in the bathroom to change. He goes in the bathroom to change. When I have to shower, he's off limits using the mirror in the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, because like, I look in the mirror a lot.
We're not in close proximity to each other ever where there would be a scenario where we would like accidentally see something. So I don't know. Anything else to add?
Yeah, I mean, we're just cautious about it and we're not, you know, we just keep the boundaries.
It'll be so nice when we don't have to worry about that though.
Yeah. Well, I think I kind of like sleeping in a big queen bed by myself. It's kind of nice.
You? The Mr. Cuddle Boy?
Yeah, I do like to cuddle.
Yeah. You know what I'm not looking forward to in marriage?
What?
Your stinky farts.
Like you don't fart.
Okay. My farts don't stink.
They do stink. Just because you have my a little stinkage period.
Comes and goes in phases, depending on what I'm eating at the time. Just because
you have a period of time where your farts don't, like, sometimes my fart don't stink to either.
Sometimes my fart don't stink.
Abby has 2 weeks of no stinky farts, and it's like she's
immune.
Cinderella or something.
Okay, but I will say there have been 2 instances where I'll walk into a room where you have been alone and it's just
that's
been
a
you
tough feeling when after, you did that.
After a night of sleeping and I walk in, open the door, ooh, shut the door.
That's a tough
stinky
feeling.
stinky because you're a sleep farter, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think that one time was when I was working and I had been farting, but so for some reason I couldn't smell.
Oh yeah, you were. Yeah, so I came in and I put a candle and I lit the candle.
that was a tough one.
It was pretty bad, but I can't say anything because especially when I'm like on my laxatives, when I can't use the bathroom very well, ooh, it's really bad.
Yeah.
It's tragic. But hey, on another note, it's Christmas Eve today.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas Eve. Christmas is tomorrow.
Yeah, you can still wish people a Merry Christmas, though.
What are you asking for Christmas?
I didn't ask for anything.
Oh, really?
I literally didn't ask for a single thing.
Well, that is a great segue into the first game that I have planned for us today. I'm your host, Abby Murphy, and Ryan Luckett has no idea that I was going to spring this game on him, but I thought about it about 5 minutes before I started hitting record, and I thought it'd be fun. It's a game I made up called All I Want for Christmas Is Blank, and what inspired this game was today when I started daydreaming about all of the places where I wish I could escape or all of the things that I wish I could do.
Yeah, here's another thing too. Is that, hold on. Before you start this game, Abby thinks, and she might not necessarily think it's 100% true, but this is her way of thinking, is that whenever she has problems or stress, that if she just moved to a completely different state or country, that all of them would go away.
It's called being a girl.
I don't think all girls think like that. I think that's just being Abby.
It's called being a daydreamer.
Yeah. Well, I just want to set the record straight that everybody sitting here thinking that if they move to the beach or they move to some pretty little Hallmark town, all their problems are going to waste. You're still in your head. You're taking your brain. You're taking your mind with you. So that's not going
to
change.
I was just kind of saying it to be silly. I don't actually think that.
Well, I was just setting the record straight.
Okay. But I don't actually think that.
Okay.
We've had conversations like that. Okay. And you know that.
Okay.
Give me some credibility. Put some respect on my name.
Give you some credibility?
Yeah. I don't actually think that. But it lightens the mood. And it also is just kind of fun to talk about. And also, sometimes it helps me feel better.
Okay.
I will say, though, when I was in therapy, my therapist said that when I start to daydream, it means that I'm like super, super stressed, and I'm trying to get out of my situation without actually getting out of my situation in my scenario. So daydreaming is the next best resort. And I was like, ooh,
interesting.
That's some psychological stuff right there.
Yeah, that is.
She was like, the moment that you start wishing for, like, oh, I wish I could just have a mindless job where I show up, or I wish I could just move away to this beach and never worry again. She's like, that just means your current situation is way too much for you to handle, and you need to make changes in your life now.
What do they call that? Escapism?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. Sounds right.
You just escape to something else until then you have to come back to your problems eventually.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Well, that is, I mean, you are right. Like, you take your brain with you, and I fully agree with that 100%. But, you know, when you do feel super stressed, especially just in this phase of life of, like, I'm about to graduate and just not really knowing where I'm going.
Yeah.
It is nice to be like, I could go anywhere. I could do anything. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I just want to run away from it all. I just want to just, you know. And for people listening, they might be like, you literally film videos. What are you stressed about? But there's just a lot of, like, I'm really hard on myself and tend to overbook myself and say yes to a lot of things. And I'm just in a weird place right now, which I'm sure, like, you
people could, can relate to uncertainty.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that when you graduated?
I mean, not as much. I had a job lined up and stuff, but I went from being an athlete for 18 plus years of my life to going straight into the business world. And I just, I don't know, I just kind of feel like you don't belong at all. Mm-hmm. Because it's a really strange feeling whenever, like, and you can relate to this a little bit, because you always label yourself, even though you're not trying to, as whatever you're doing. And, like, honestly, I'm not super proud of, like, the work that I was doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not super proud of the field of work I was in. Like, it's not like I was wanting to go share that with a bunch of people. Like, oh yeah, I'm in sales. Like, but I was proud to be a baseball player. Mm-hmm. I was proud to share that with people. So I don't know. There's something to that. And honestly, I'm just, like, uncovering that right now. Like, I've never really thought about that a whole lot. But that's the important part of, you know, kind of just zooming out and realizing whose you are. Because ultimately, if you don't find your identity in Jesus, you're going to find it in so many other things. And they're just so circumstantial.
I'm just over us finding our identity and defining who we are based off of our job and our career and, like, what we produce in the temporary world.
Yeah.
Especially in the show that we're watching right now.
Great show.
It's a great show, but it shows the difference in cultures of, like, work in other countries.
There was a line in the show. He says, Americans work to live. No, Americans live to work and they work to live.
Yeah. And I don't know, it just does put things into perspective for me and does force me to daydream of, like, well, in a different culture, like, where hustle doesn't exist. Like, yeah, I get it. The grass is always greener, but also, like, we are putting so much stress on ourselves to define who we are based off of the work that we produce.
Yeah.
And there is a caveat and, like, another side to that of, like, your work is a ministry. And so that's where I, like, go back and forth of, like, well, in anything I do, I want to do it to honor the Lord. So it is impactful and is meaningful. But I think for, like, the type A personality that I am, I take it to the extreme of, like, it is who I am. Like, if my job fails, I'm a failure, rather than, like, the job failed, let me pick myself up and move to something else. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, if I submit a bad presentation for this meeting coming up, and they don't like it, they don't like me. Like, if it's bad, I am bad. Rather than, like, no, they just didn't like the presentation. I'll try again. So that's something I'm kind of struggling with right now. But it is fun to daydream and silly to daydream.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why this game is really fun. It's called All I Want for Christmas.
Is my mic still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I accidentally thought I pressed that button, but I don't think I pressed it all the way in.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay.
I bet the listeners are really confused. Like, the watcher people are probably like, oh, that makes sense because he's been messing with his mic. But the people that are listening are probably just like, why are they randomly talking about the microphone?
Yeah, people listening, I mess with my mic quite a bit.
Ryan's a fidgeter, which I'm starting to learn. Sorry, I'm trying to plug in. Ugh. Our MacBook almost died. Ryan's a fidgeter, but another thing I've noticed about Ryan is that I also do this, but it's the, not the, it's the, like, when he's watching something, he has to, like, pick, or he has to, like, tap, or he has to
scratcher.
Because, like, he'll start with his nails, I'll make him stop on his nails. Then he'll start on his clothes, I'll, like, make him stop on his clothes. Then he'll go to my clothes, and he'll pick my clothes. And I'm like, I can't be doing that, because the thing about me is that I get really nauseous of, like, little movement, little, like, fingertips on me, or, like, people hovering over me. It makes me, like, nauseous. So that's why I'm super aware of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I didn't really give you a place to move on from that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I do that. It's, I'm sure a lot of people do.
Hey, it's okay. We're here for you. Okay.
Let's play the game.
Come finally, on. This game.
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is blank. So
all I want,
we're gonna get copyright
for Christmas,
because you sound just like her. Sorry, headphone users. So the game is called All I Want for Christmas, and all you have to do is say something in your wildest dreams, something that you want, something that the Lord has placed in your heart that you desire. So it can be real, it can be silly, it can be realistic, it can be non-realistic. You're going to say, all I want for Christmas is fill in the blank, and then explain why.
Are we guessing each other's?
Yeah, we can say it for each other.
Okay.
So I'm saying it as you. All I want for Christmas is saying something you would want.
Just say all Ryan wants.
Okay. All Ryan wants for Christmas is his girlfriend to be okay, his fiance to be okay with sitting still for longer than an hour and a half.
That's not what I was thinking, but I do want that.
Okay, your turn.
Do I say what I was thinking though?
No, we'll keep going, and then we'll go back and you'll say there.
All things Abby wants for Christmas is to move to Hawaii.
Yeah. And that's a realistic one. That is a true realistic one. Like, I actually pray for that, people. Like, I genuinely pray for that to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, help Ryan fall in love with it on our honeymoon. Like, help him fall in love with Hawaii. All Ryan wants for Christmas is a dog that does not poop, bark, scratch, or wake up in the middle of the night.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
I'm learning that I don't think I ever want a dog.
Yeah.
And Abby is sad.
That's not going to happen, but it's daydreaming. We're daydreaming. Happen. I'll clean up. You don't have to.
Will you?
Yeah. The dog, I will.
Abby and clean up in the same sentence typically doesn't go together.
I wouldn't consider myself a clean freak, but I wouldn't consider myself super, super messy.
Yeah.
Just somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can stay there a couple days.
I would say you lean messy.
Yeah, I would say I lean messy.
Yeah.
But I can't operate messy. So when it gets to a certain point, then I have to, like, deep clean it all.
Yeah.
Your turn.
All Abby wants for Christmas is... Dun, 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 dun. All she wants is...
Ryan's trying to think and he doesn't know what to do. So then he makes up noises to stall, but the noises distract him and he can't think because he's making noises.
Oh gosh. All Abby wants for Christmas is a partnership with New Balance.
Yes, but I would say there's another one that's probably higher on the list. Well, it's not necessarily a partnership. Well, yeah. Yeah. Free people, dream partnerships, New Balance. But I haven't really tried any other ones. New Balance is the only one that's sending us stuff. We did get something sent from Saucony, so maybe it'll switch to Saucony once I run in these shoes. Yeah. But I would just say a shoe company. Doesn't really matter. Could be Brooks, could be New Balance, could be Saucony. I'm leaving the doors open on mostly because I talked about this in one of my previous episodes that I did by myself, but, like, I just haven't had much exposure to the different brands.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, like, what I like and what I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But Free People is a dream brand to work with.
Abby loves Free People.
But the thing that is my, like, dream, I don't even know if it's a partnership or if it's, like, a program, BPN.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to be a BPN athlete or sponsor or something.
Yeah.
That's, like, a dream. Well, the dream is an athlete, but I don't know if I'm, like, the niche that they are. Because they're like, go hard, stay hard, grind it out. And I'm like, but rest when you need, recover when you need, do hard things and also rest hard. So I don't know if it fits necessarily their like vibe, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Nick Bear got hit with a car and started talking about rest. So maybe it's my time. Hate that he got hit by a car.
That was very sad.
But it seems like a lot of good came from it. He's using it for good and sharing a new message. I watched his recent YouTube video and he was talking about not doing a bunch of races this year. He like backed out from a bunch of them.
Well, I feel like things like that can really put stuff into perspective for you and what's really important in life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like even like I'm not even having major health issues.
I mean, they're pretty major.
Yeah.
You're not giving it enough credit.
Yeah. It really does put stuff into perspective though. Even my prayer life has changed drastically just of like God, you take a lot for granted and you don't realize it until, you know, your quality of life is a lot different and you can't do day-to-day activities that you just didn't even think about.
Are you comfortable sharing some things that you did take for granted?
I think a big thing that I took for granted is honestly just being able to, you know, go places. Like, I'm really not going anywhere right now.
To the movies yesterday?
Yeah, and it was really hard.
Yeah, it was really hard.
It was really rough on me. Really bright lights and loud noises that really affect me, so I haven't even been going to church. Like, and, you know, that type of stuff I really, really enjoy. Like, I love just, like, going somewhere with you, like a coffee shop or, like, lunch or something. Like, stuff like that I, like, really, really enjoy. Like, that's probably, like, the most fun I have is when we go, like, do just, like, the simplest things. Mm-hmm. And whenever that stuff is taken from you and you feel like you're not accomplishing a lot. So, like, I'm not going to the gym right now and I'm not even doing any cardio. Like, I've completely taken physical training out of the equation. It really makes you like appreciate just like people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All Ryan wants for Christmas is a healthy body.
Yeah. That was my one that I was thinking of.
Was it a healthy body?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll get better.
Yeah.
This too shall pass.
Yeah. It's just hard.
Yeah. I'm here for you.
Oh, I know you're here for me. And the That's Life fans here for me too.
And yes, they actually truly are.
Yeah, you guys, I will say one thing that Abby has said a lot, but I really, really appreciate all of the prayers and all of the really nice things everyone have said.
Mm-hmm. It helps us more than you know, especially the suggestions of like what it could be. Are you sharing like your experiences too? Helps so much. All Ryan wants for Christmas is to be an Airbnb home hosting person.
That would be cool. Yeah, I would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Your turn.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
All Abby wants for Christmas is a stable income.
Lord, that's hitting a little close to home today.
I just hit Abby in the heart.
That's what I was crying about earlier today. It was like, I don't know. I just want to.
Yeah, that's about what it sounded like.
Having a lot of crises these days, but we're not getting deep into it because I need a brain rot episode, and this is my brain rot episode.
Yeah.
All Ryan wants for Christmas is.
Come on, this one's obvious.
Oh, is it? What? Oh, to go to a Mavericks game.
A Mavericks game?
I mean, to go to a.
Who? What?
Wait.
Mavericks?
That says Maverick right there. Wait, to go to a Wilson game? Wait, what's the team?
This is brutal.
To go to a. It starts with an M, right?
No.
Oh, it ends with the X?
No. Well, we are going to a Knicks game.
Knicks! To go to a Knicks game.
Yeah, that's. I mean, going to Madison Square Garden is like a bucket list thing that I'm.
We're going to New York. Peep the content January 4th through the 7th.
But the Lakers game.
Oh, the Lakers game. To go to the Lakers and the Knicks game.
Yeah.
And maybe the Yankees game.
Yeah, I don't really care about it. Well, I mean, it would be awesome, but okay. Lakers game.
Your turn.
I don't know what else. Are you just going to keep on going?
Well, it's the obvious one.
Oh. Huh?
No, I was just being you.
Oh, All right. All Abby wants for Christmas is to run the Honolulu Marathon.
Well, I would say, yeah. That and the Disney Marathon.
Some girl was running the Honolulu Marathon and Abby couldn't watch her video. Okay, she was so jealous. Here's the thing.
If you're a runner, you probably know who they are, but it's this group of girls in Utah and they have the cutest little outfits and their whole friend group runs and they're sponsored by Runna to go run all of these incredible races. They just did Honolulu. They're doing Disney. It's a bunch of these girls and I love all their content. Like, it's so awesome. But I've never really struggled with like jealousy before.
Abby was jealous.
And I was like, Ryan, I can't watch their content. I'm actually jealous right now because I wanted to be there so bad. And this is me. I'm not proud of it. And I'm not like trying, like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm supporting them. I'm so happy for them. So I don't want anyone to think I'm trying to like take down their success at all. It
wasn't
all
as deep as like.
No, but I don't want people to read into it and be like, oh, Abby's, I don't know. Yeah. Just,
that's
what
I'm saying. Like, you weren't like actually like out to.
No, not at all. It was so fun and like, you know, whatever. But it's kind of like when you're sick and all your friends plan to hang out and you were going to be there. And
you
then
had
like,
FOMO?
And then, yeah. And then like, you can't because you're sick, but you still see all the stuff and all the memories. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't the fact that they were there. It was just, those are the people that I follow that were there.
Right.
And that's one of my dream races. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't watch this right now. It's making me so upset. I like, to a point to where it wasn't just like, oh, cool. Like, I was legitimately like, dang, I'm really sad right now, which I hate because I want to be content in where I'm at. But, anyways, okay. Now flipping it. All I want for Christmas is,
this is the thing you were thinking of at first?
No, because you guessed it was Hawaii.
Yeah, okay.
Mine was Hawaii.
That's what I wanted to know, because you guessed mine. Yeah. Mine was a healthy body.
I'll say a more realistic one. All I want for Christmas is to live in a place that's pretty much warm year-round.
You got some options?
Yeah, like Florida vibes.
Mm, what part of Florida?
You're not going to like it. I love the idea of being near Disney World. Like Orlando. Tampa, even.
See, you hate the city, but
just
want to live in the city.
Near Tampa. Not.
But why near Tampa if you don't like the city?
Because I stayed at my friend's house and she lives near Tampa and it was really fun. So, like, wouldn't it be the same?
What, did you guys go to adventures and go to the beach all week?
No. We just, like, hung out at her house.
I don't know.
Ryan's yucking my yum.
Yeah, because Abby hates traffic. Oh my gosh. Speaking of traffic today.
Maybe 30A area. I would love to look at some of the California areas. San Francisco, San Diego. Would love to venture there to the West Coast. Your turn.
You already guessed mine.
Well, do you have another one that I didn't guess?
Well, I thought we were only doing one, so I didn't really think a whole lot into it. And then I said another one, the Lakers.
All I want for Christmas is to strengthen my relationship with the Lord and to read my Bible as a non-negotiable, because I read my Bible, I would say majority of days in the week, but it's not a non-negotiable. So there are some days that I miss.
Hmm.
And I've gotten into a really bad habit of it recently. So that's mine. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I haven't really put any thought into my New Year's. Like, a lot of December for me, guys, has been survive.
Yeah.
And not fair. Like actually survive, but it's just been like, holy crap, I feel awful. And there hasn't, like, even Christmas shopping has like, didn't do a whole lot of that.
Yeah, we're going Christmas shopping.
Yeah. And I tonight. Usually get like really excited to do that, but I haven't been doing anything the last, what, two
and
a
that's,
half weeks?
But that's okay. Like,
yeah,
you have been.
No, I know. I'm just telling them, like, that's why my, I don't know. I'll get back to you on the, we'll have a podcast going out for New Year's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have another one before New Year's. I'll come up with some good resolutions. That'll be one thing I'll do on our break.
Okay. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Ryan and I are in fact, well, I already did Christmas shopping. Ryan did not do Christmas shopping for his Secret Santa. But I also didn't do Christmas shopping for the Secret Santa that I'm going to with him as well. So it's the 23rd and we're going to go to tonight.
Yeah. And honestly, we need some positivity out of this.
Why? I think it'll be fun.
It will be fun. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that.
Why? Are you not looking forward to it?
No, I was looking forward to it, but it kind of seemed like you weren't, so I was a little worried that it was going to be a drag.
What? No, I was excited about it. I was just in a bad mood about other stuff.
Okay, good.
About my income.
I'm glad you're excited.
Money is the root of all evil. The next game I have planned for us today. This Christmas or that? Would you rather?
Oh.
This or that is the one we're going to end on.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather meet Santa or meet the Grinch? The
Oh, we the watched Grinch. The Grinch yesterday. I have a take about the Grinch.
What?
The Grinch is very misunderstood.
Yeah. I don't think that's a hot take. No. I feel like majority of adults would agree.
It was a hot take.
You said a take.
That doesn't mean it could be hot or cold.
Oh, was it cold? Mild. Oh, was it a mild take?
Yeah, it was just a take. He's very misunderstood. He was bullied as a kid and didn't have any family to go to, didn't have any friends to go to. And of course he resorted to envy.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
And finally somebody showed him some love.
I mean, he didn't know. No one told him the gospel. No one introduced him to Jesus. Have you seen those memes of the Grinch in churches? And it's the song, "The Enemy Thought He Had Me, But Jesus Said You're Mine." You know that song?
Yeah.
So it's the Grinch, and it's like, "The Enemy Thought He Had Me," and it's the Grinch like stealing the toys. And then it's, "But Jesus Said You're Mine," and it's like the Grinch at the funny. Altar, and he's like, he's like worshiping. I would agree with that. But I also think that, this is my take to your take, is that he never reached out.
That's some bull.
He never reached out.
Who did he have to reach out to?
Martha May who?
But
he obviously felt the chemistry there.
Martha
he could
May
have confided in her
to...
His moms gave him nothing, or his caretakers, whoever they were, gave him nothing but love.
They kicked him out.
They didn't kick him out. He left.
Oh, that's right.
He yeah. left.
I couldn't remember.
He did have community.
Yeah.
He had people.
I just feel like the Grinch, people be calling other people the Grinch when it kind of gets a bad rap.
I mean, that was his name though.
Yeah. No, I mean,
people, Mr. Grinch.
People call like grouchy people the Grinch.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's a compliment.
Yeah. Low key.
But I would still rather meet Santa.
Yeah. Definitely would rather meet
Santa. I would not want to meet the Grinch. I worked as an elf in for a winter as just a little side hustle job at this like lights place. And we had a guy that was the Grinch, and he was so funny. He was the best Grinch. He had the run and everything with like the high knees.
He wasn't better than Jim Carrey.
Well, okay. Jim Carrey literally originated that. I was actually thinking about that when we watched that movie. Jim Carrey, all he had to base that off of was the pictures of Dr. Seuss drew. He created the Grinch from the ground up.
He is incredible.
Like, he literally originated that entire iconic character.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Like, think about the level of creativity you have to have as an actor.
Yeah. Jim Carrey's amazing.
I would love to originate a role like that. I would love to do film. Singing has always been a hard spot for me, but I love acting so much. Like, I think I would really like doing film. But I just don't know how.
Me neither.
If anybody knows, hey, you know where to find me. Would you rather get candy or get socks? I guess like fuzzy socks, like cute fuzzy socks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would definitely rather have candy.
I would also rather have candy. However, knowing how sick I feel after eating candy, and you eat it and then it's gone, the socks stay forever. And I love my socks.
I don't care about socks.
I would still rather have candy.
Yeah.
Christmas stockings or presents under a tree?
Mm.
That's a hard one.
My mom does such a good stocking.
I remember that. I got a stocking from her last year.
She does an incredible stocking.
Yeah, I got like like a candle and all these. It's so interesting though, because did she get the same thing for me as she did for all the girls she got stockings for?
Yeah, well she gets pretty much everything, a lot of the similar stuff, and then it's like you get some unique
stuff. I wasn't
stuff.
Sure because I had just met them for the first time in Thanksgiving, and so I wasn't sure if she like was like, "I'm just gonna get some stuff I think she like girls
yeah.
would like."
Yeah.
And if she did them all differently, or
she
if she kind of did
all
this.
Incredible stocking.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was like a candle
and jam packed.
It's all, it's like these huge things.
Yeah.
I had like candy and hair things and
gift cards,
lotions, and I don't even remember all. Yeah, I had so many gift cards.
A lot of gift cards.
Oh my goodness. I remember. I mean, I don't have them now. They're gone. Yeah. So that's why I forgot them. But shout out, Gwendy.
But I think
future mother-in-law. Crazy.
There's nothing better than opening up a gift. That's just a great feeling. Ripping up the wrapping paper, getting the bow off.
I think I like opening a stocking better, but I like giving a gift more. Mm. Like, I feel like when we have children, I'm going to love seeing them opening the gifts more than like opening the stockings.
Yeah.
Cause like, I love giving gift. Like it has taken everything in me to like hold in what I've gotten you. Like the anticipation is just like, oh, I just need you to see what I got you. But yeah. I don't feel that way about a stocking.
Yeah.
You know, Would you rather be one of Santa's elves or one of his reindeer?
Reindeer.
I think I'd rather, I'd rather be a reindeer.
An elf seems like really hard work, and a reindeer get to see all the magic that
night. My thought was a reindeer trains. So a reindeer gets to like run and work out all day, and that's their job.
Yeah.
And that would be fun.
And elves, their job's hard.
Yeah, I know. Because, I mean, they have to go to people's houses during the day and watch the kids to make sure that they're good, and then go report to Santa at night and make all the toys.
Yeah, that's hard work.
And write letters.
Yeah.
I still have letters for my elves. Sugar and Shake.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Anyways, would you rather ride the Polar Express or Santa's sleigh?
Polar Express.
That is the creepiest movie ever.
That's a great movie.
Ryan, what?
I love that movie.
You would rather ride that creepy, hot chocolate looking, every worker looks the same.
Yeah. 100%. Ryan, it's good vibes.
You wouldn't want to travel the entire world in the sky?
I mean, that would be cool, but I think
you'd rather ride a train to one place.
Well, I'm going to meet Santa on that train.
But Santa's on the sleigh with you all night.
I know, but I also get to kill two birds with one stone.
But you would go to like China and Australia and all across the globe in the sky.
The Polar Express is just
and
nostalgic.
Eat every cookie ever. Okay, well, we differ on that. I choose Santa's sleigh. Would you rather decorate the tree or decorate the house? House. I don't like decorating a tree.
Definitely the house.
I love watching people decorate a tree.
Yeah.
One year I made popcorn strings, like needle through the popcorn. That was fun.
Hmm. Interesting.
You've never seen that?
I have.
Yeah. It was fun. We did it with my Nana. Would you rather get one big gift or get many small gifts?
One big gift.
Me too. But that changed. When I was younger, it was many small gifts.
You just liked a bunch of gifts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
I think it's fun when you get like a really meaningful gift.
When
I think of big, I think of meaningful.
Yeah. When I was in eighth grade, I remember this year specifically because it was the year that like my taste started getting more expensive. You know, you get older and then you want like nicer things. But I had grown up, my mom blessed us so incredibly with just a bunch of like fun little toys. And, you know, it was a very full tree. But as I got older, it was like, oh, like I want like the Lululemons of the world and the more expensive things. And so she was like, okay, you know, if you want some nice things, you're not going to have as much under the tree. And I remember being like, okay, like I was a young entrepreneur. Like I was like trying to get all that I could. And so I was like, okay, so I'll get the less brand here so that I can get two shirts instead of one. And so I like planned it out. But now I'm at the point where I just don't really want, I don't want it to come off like, I don't want anything because I'm so grateful. I mean, I am grateful, but I just don't. I'd much rather have an experience.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Christmas
than a
that I've learned,
tangible gift.
The thing at Christmas that I learned that I love is I like the part of giving and in receiving gifts, but I like that as an activity just because it's really, really fun. And it's like, you know, it's like a memory, but the best part is just being with people that you love. Like
I agree.
It's the craziest thing. Like it's the best thing. It's just like, we have nothing to do but just be grateful and eat food and just like the spirit of Christmas is so alive.
I like doing things though too.
I don't. Not on Christmas.
Like activities like make a gingerbread house or like go on a walk.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you rather listen to Last Christmas or Jingle Bells?
What's Last Christmas?
Last Christmas.
I gave you my heart. That one?
Can't believe you just asked me that.
Yeah. Well,
that's tough. I'd rather listen to Jingle Bells. Last Christmas is one of the most, I'm so sorry, it is so annoying to me.
Is it? It's just overplayed.
It's like, last Christmas. Every time it comes on the queue, I move it. I hit next.
I'm going to go Jingle Bells too. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's more of a, it's just more of a Christmas hit.
Would you rather build a snowman or make snow angels?
Snowman, 100%.
I would.
There's nothing better than making
rather
snowman.
Make snow angels.
Really? You want to get snowy?
Yeah, because it's less work. It takes less time. Making a snowman, it always falls. The nose doesn't stay in.
I haven't made a snowman.
And then the ice gets like super crusty, dusty, and it's like, it gets hard. Yeah. And then like icy.
I'm still going snowman. Snow angels are just like, it takes like 2 seconds.
Would you rather eat candy canes or chocolate Santa?
Candy canes.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Chocolate Santas aren't even that good.
Candy canes? Oh, well, I forget. You like peppermint.
It's like the Easter Bunny thing. Like when you eat the chocolate Easter Bunny, it's not even that good.
Okay, speed round. Christmas, this or that. Hot cocoa or eggnog?
Cocoa. I don't do eggnog.
Hot cocoa.
I don't do eggnog.
Do you do eggnog?
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, I don't just drink it straight up, but I'm not like, I don't do eggnog.
We had something eggnog.
Tres Leches eggnog.
Oh my gosh, it was gross.
From Crumble?
Yes.
Oh, yuck.
This or that, gift wrap or gift bags?
Wrap. I do gift bags, but I like wrap better.
Colored lights or white lights?
White lights.
Ham or turkey?
Ham.
Turkey. Well, after this Thanksgiving, my uncle's turkey was really good.
Ham's way better than turkey.
I'm going to say turkey, which I'm going back because...
On Christmas, you go turkey?
Oh, on Christmas, we do like Mexican food, usually. We make like bowls. So we don't do either. Welcome to the family. Ryan and I are having our first choose which side of the family you go to on Christmas.
Yeah, we should have gotten into that a little bit.
Well, let's do it then.
Well, we're kind of too far deep now, aren't we?
Well, what do you mean?
Like in time?
No, it's only 45 minutes.
Oh, well, yeah, we have to, Abby and I are kind of at the point now where my family all lives about 2 hours away. So it's kind of, it's not hard, but it's just kind of like figuring out because all of my siblings are married. So they have an extended family too that they go to. So it's kind of weird, like trying to figure out.
This year we're going to Ryan's for Christmas Day.
Eve.
Oh, I already messed up. Oh yeah. So I won't be there because I'm working on Christmas Eve.
Abby like volunteered to work. The craziest thing in the world.
Okay. So I'm on staff at church. And so I just assumed... Well, I'm like part-time staff. So I just assumed all staff was needed for Christmas Eve. So I texted and I was like, hey, like, what do y'all need me to do? And then they were like, oh, thanks. Like the response was like, oh, like, we're glad that you asked to help. But I like assumed I was supposed to be there anyways. But I'm happy to be there. I want to be there. So it all worked out for the best. But I do feel bad that I'm missing Ryan's. But I just feel like as part-time staff, like I feel like all staff should be there, you know, on Christmas Eve
we're going to my mom's side, and then Christmas Day we're going to be at your parents' house, and then on the 27th we're going to my dad's.
Yeah, because Ryan has a doctor's appointment on the 26th.
Big doctor appointment.
Holla.
Big doctor's appointment on the 26th.
This or that, build a gingerbread house or make Christmas cookies?
Oh, that's kind of tough.
Gingerbread house.
I know you're a gingerbread house.
One thing about me, I love making gingerbread houses.
We've never done Christmas cookies before.
Have we not?
Like the real Christmas cookies. Like you shape them and everything.
Yeah, I love. Maybe we'll do that on Christmas.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Are you going to answer?
Oh, I'm going to go Christmas cookies because I like doing the gingerbread house. They're really hard to do.
I love a gingerbread house. Red or green?
Green.
Red. Green's your favorite color, so that makes sense. Christmas pajamas or Christmas sweater? PJs. What? An ugly Christmas sweater?
No, over pajamas? Didn't say that.
Oh, like a pretty one?
Cool Christmas sweater's cool.
Hmm. I just think I live in Christmas pajamas.
Christmas PJs.
They're
too.
Light and
I try
fun.
And act like I don't, but I love them.
Yeah, you do. Artificial tree or real tree? Artificial.
I love the idea of a real tree.
Okay, but once you get a real tree in your house, you have all the sap and stickiness falling on the floor.
Bugs already everywhere.
You've already
lectured me on this. I understand.
And then you have to put the lights on yourself.
Yeah, you do.
And you're the one that does the tree. We found that out this year. So if you want to do it, great.
Oh, well, I did all the decorations in it in my apartment.
No, I put up the decorations on the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give me some respect, sir. Okay. The Grinch or Buddy the Elf?
Oh, that's a... Oh, I love this question.
Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf, yeah.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Yeah.
I want to try the pasta, the dessert pasta, with like chocolate syrup and candy.
That's so gross.
And stuff and marshmallows. I want to try it.
That's so gross.
I think it would make a good reel.
It would make a good reel, actually.
And that's how you get Ryan to do something. That's so gross. That's so gross. It would be good for content. No, it actually sounds kind of interesting. Would you rather build a snowman or decorate the Christmas tree?
Now you're just mixing and matching.
No, I'm not. It was on the list.
Probably build a snowman. You don't get to build a snowman very often.
Well, it's cold outside, so I'm going to take it inside and decorate the tree while you build the snowman outside. Sleep in or up early? Up early.
I'm a sleep in kind of guy.
I love to be up early.
I love a slow morning.
Poinsettia or mistletoe?
Mistletoe. Give me smooch.
Okay. That's enough. Go ice skating or go sledding?
Ice skating.
Sledding.
Sledding is fun, though.
Sledding.
Sledding's fun, actually.
I don't like ice skating.
I just like the vibes.
I'm so bad at it.
Yeah. Well, you can get better.
It hurts. Like, my ankles hurt. It rubs and I get blisters.
Well, you probably need smaller skates.
No, I have like really wide feet. They're like short and wide. It just doesn't work. Mm. Sledding.
Sledding's fun. I mean,
can't be. Snow tubing, though.
That is fun.
Fairy lights or candles?
Wait, what?
Fairy lights or candles? Like fairy lights? Like on the tree. Like the little lights.
Oh, I guess candles.
I think.
I'll do candles.
I didn't really like that question, but yeah, probably candles. Playing games or watching movies?
Movies.
Games.
You're a movies person. Don't lie.
I've kind of been transitioning.
I don't think so.
Listen, if we're with our friends, I want to play games. But if it's with my family, I'm going to watch movies. Why? Because my mom wants to play games all the time. And once we start, she will not stop.
I feel like your mom isn't as crazy about games as you make her out to be. Kelly will be listening to this.
That's because
she doesn't make everybody play games as much as you say.
No, she doesn't. As much as I say. Why? Because there was a time in my life when you were not in it.
Yeah,
when true. That was a thing.
I'm just going to give her a little bit of credit. She.
No, I think she's doing great. I actually asked her to play games the other day.
She likes to watch movies and stuff too.
Hey, I'm not dogging on my mom for wanting to play games.
Did you hear that, Kelly? She's dogging on you.
But sometimes after the 10th round of the same card game, I get a little tired.
Okay, fair.
And that was Christmas This or That. Thanks for watching, everybody. Listen, have so much fun being with your family. Ryan, please stop fidgeting with the pillow. Sorry, thank you. Sorry. Guys, we love you so much and Merry Christmas. We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
I'm back.
He's back, baby.
Love you
better
guys.
Than ever. Bye. Love y'all. Bye. Wait, Jesus, we forgot.
Oh, Jesus loves you guys too.
And we love you, and that's life.